Testing, testing. We have a new sound system. We're kind of. Testing one more time. That sounds a lot better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We do have a nice sound system. This is Brian Paulson with Searchlight Liaison, and I'd like to bring this meeting to order of the Searchlight Town Advisory Board. Today is January 11th, 2017. It is 7 o'clock p.m. We don't have a chair or vice chair yet. That's why the beginning of the meeting is going to be conducted by myself until we do get a chair. A few items down. First things first, I need to mention that items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board council may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530 or touch dial phone at 702-385-7486 or Relay Nevada toll-free 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to board and council members for this meeting may be requested from the lawful town manager's office at 702-298-0828 and is or will be available at the county's website at www.clarkcountynv.gov. First item of business is the call to order. May we have the invocation, please?
Jane.
Here.
We don't know.
Jane. She'll give us the Pledge of Allegiance.
We can skip the invocation and go straight to the Pledge of Allegiance then.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number two is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on an individual's public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address. And please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board council by majority vote. At this time, item number three, Judge Richard Hill, Searchlight Justice Court, in and for Clark County, Nevada, to swear in new Searchlight Town Advisory Board members, Ellie Deaver, Peggy Dye, P.J. Dye, Kyle Myers, Donna Moore, and Sandra Walters to the Searchlight Town Advisory Board to serve terms that will end on January 2nd, 2019. Judge Hill.
Please rise. Face me, please. And put your own name in when I ask for your name. Okay, just go ahead and say your name. Please raise your right hand.
I.
Your name.
Sandra Kyle Walters. Myers.
Do solemnly swear that I will support,
protect and defend
the Constitution and government
of the United States,
and the Constitution and government
of the state of Nevada,
against all enemies,
whether domestic or foreign,
and that I will bear true faith.
And that I bear true faith.
Allegiance and loyalty.
Allegiance and loyalty.
To the same.
To the same.
Any ordinance.
Any ordinance.
Resolution.
Resolution.
Or law of any state.
Or law of any state.
Notwithstanding.
And
that I will.
And that I will.
And faithfully perform.
Faithfully perform.
All the duties of the office.
All the duties of the office.
Of Searchlight Town Advisory Board.
Of Searchlight Town Advisory Board.
Of which I'm about to enter.
Of which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Can we get a round of applause for our meeting? Thank you, Judge Hill. Item number 4, nominate and appoint a Searchlight Town Advisory Board Chair and Vice Chair and take any action deemed appropriate. First, we can entertain nominations, followed by discussion for a chairperson.
I'd like to nominate Ellie Deepers for chair.
I second that motion.
Okay. I'll third that motion.
Okay. Discussion before we vote? Do we have any other nominations?
No. I guess not. No.
With no other nominations and a motion on the floor, all in favor of Ellie Deaver to be the new chairperson, I'll say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? None heard. Congratulations, Ellie Deaver.
Okay, now we need to nominate someone for a vice chair. And I would like to nominate Kyle Myers.
I second.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
I'll third it.
Okay.
Let's take a vote on it.
Go for it.
We have all of us on it?
Yeah.
All okay, then Kyle, you are the vice chair.
Well, we can rearrange if you want, or you want to continue the way you are.
It's fine like this. It's fine.
Okay, next, we're going to be at the approval of the minutes for December 14th, 2016.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes for the December meeting.
Motion? Tammy, did you motion?
I made a motion.
Okay. I need a second.
Well, you can second it. Any of you can second it.
You need to speak in the microphone.
Aye.
I'm speaking.
Okay, so now we'll do the approval of the agenda for January 11, 2017, and hold combined or delete any items for possible action.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda.
I second it.
All in favor?
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so informational items. Receiver's report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Okay. Good evening, board, and every guest here. My name is Harry Fagel. I'm the new lieutenant in Laughlin, Searchlight, Calabari, and Nelson. I just came up here about 2 weeks ago, so I'm still a little bit trying to figure out where everything is, especially in the dark, because there's no lights. But it seems like just wonderful communities. Every one of them has so much to offer. And what I offer to the communities here is my presence and engagement. I'm here to serve each and every one of you. That is the oath that I took 23 years ago, and I continue to serve to this day. So I'm excited to see what the future holds, okay? In the meantime, I'm here to give you a few statistics, nothing too exciting. But we did have quite an increase in calls for service and Searchlight this last month. It went from, it looks like, 9 to 19. That's 111% increase. I'm not really sure what's driving that. We'll have to look and dig into it a little bit. We don't have a lot of calls for service, but we've had quite a few. There were 59 citations this month given. And no DUIs, which is a good thing. They made it to Laughlin before they got caught, apparently. No juvenile arrests. There were a couple of bookings, two from Searchlight.
No juvenile citations. I do know that, of note, New Year's Eve festivities went off without a hitch for all the communities that I mentioned, which is good news. Even in Las Vegas, we had a very good New Year's, and that is a high-stress situation for law enforcement, I can tell you. So it's good that there were very few arrests, and overall it was a very pleasant event for everyone. Coming up, obviously, we've just started planning the River Run. That is going to bring a lot of traffic through the city, and we have some plans in place to help deal with that when that comes around. Also, we'll be working with the Highway Patrol. I'm sure my counterpart over there is going to talk about it, but we've got some enforcement stuff coming up in February for your pedestrian walkways, and he'll talk about that a little bit. So we're going to work in conjunction with NHP. And that is all I have right now. Does anyone have any questions or comments before I go sit back down?
Anyone have any questions?
No, sir.
Fine, thank you.
In the back, there's one.
I have a question, but welcome to Searchlight. I hope to see you a lot.
All right, I appreciate that very much. And thank you all.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. I'm opening my phone for my notes so I didn't forget them. Last month, we had 87 calls for service. We made 387 traffic stops. We issued 284 citations. We had 7 crashes. 4 of those crashes were property crashes. We had 2 injury crashes. And unfortunately, on New Year's Eve, we had 1 fatality. The fatality was just north of Searchlight between here and the construction zone. And we arrested 8 people. We have some direct enforcement coming up. We're actually, this Saturday, we're going to be, the Highway Patrol in Boulder City are going to join forces together up at the construction zone on the north side of 95. We're going to be working speed enforcement there coming out of the construction zone. We're having some issues up there, so we're going to go up there and put the hammer down a little bit. Also, February 1st, we'll be doing a crosswalk enforcement here in Searchlight. So if you're out and about on February 1st, make sure you stop for the people crossing in the crosswalk, because they're going to have a zero tolerance there. Everyone's going to get a citation that we stop. All around the state, we're having, I'm sure you watch the news, and we're having more and more pedestrian fatalities. So that's why we're kind of harping on the crosswalks, too. Also, we're going to, later in the month, on February 1st, we are going to, or not February 1st, I'm sorry, later in the month of February, we're going to also do a commercial enforcement. Probably down at like the rest area. So all of the big semis and stuff coming through, we will be working on that. And I apologize, I forgot to mention that the crosswalk enforcement here, we will be joining forces with Metro. So we'll be out there as a team working here. Little bit of personnel issues. Our newest trooper, Trooper Becker, ran into a family issue, so unfortunately he has a little extended leave time, so we are down to 4 troopers for the entire area, covering Laughlin, Searchlight, and all the way up. If you're not aware, our jurisdiction's all the way up to the interchange by Railroad Pass, so it's just us 4 troopers for that whole entire area. So we're still going to do the best we can to cover that, and of course we're going to respond to anything that we get called to, and assistance for other agencies with Metro and the forestry and wildlife. Any questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next, receive a report from Kim Colton, Searchlight Fire Department, regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Hi, Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department. We had 13 calls to service in December, which was the same as December last year, Eight of the calls were medical, four auto, and one fire. So about consistent, and luckily it's not too busy right now. Because December was a busy month for us in other areas, we did our annual Christmas caroling on Christmas Eve, and we had over 40 people, kids and parents, participate. So it was a great turnout. We were glad to do that, and look forward to doing that every year. Also, we were able to partner with the Bullhead Firefighter Toy Drive and provided over $4,000 in toys to 40 children from ages newborn to 15 years old, and that included 10 brand new bikes that we were able to provide. So very glad to have that. Bill McCombs finished his EMT in December, so we now have, I believe, 4 EMTs on the department. So that's half of our staff. We've got 8 full-time local firefighters, and we have additional support from what's called out of district that come in. But we are always looking for new members, so if anyone's interested, we would love to have your help and support the fire department. We're always short-staffed, unfortunately, during the days, Monday through Thursday, which is unfortunate. So we're hoping to see if we can get more volunteers. Oh, and I didn't bring it up. I have our T-shirts for sale, again, as usual. You can show your support for the fire department and also advertise and display the beautiful artwork that our local artist, Dennis McBride, did. So if anyone would like some, just see me after the meeting.
Are there any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We received a report from Judge Richard Hale with Justice Horst regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Hi, everybody. Judge Hill, 1090 Cottonwood Cove Road. Just give you a little court blotter here and some information about your court. The Justice Court out here hears probable cause, arraignments, both felony and misdemeanors, preliminary hearings, and misdemeanors. Bond forfeitures, evictions, small claims, and civil matters where the amount in controversy does not exceed $15,000. That's an increase through the state legislature from 10. $15,000. Other duties performed by the Justice of the Peace include setting bail, issuing search warrants, summonses, protective orders, and arrest warrants, and an occasional marriage. Searchlight Justice Court has just one Justice of the Peace, and they're elected every 6 years. The next election term comes up in 2018. For the court calendar for December, we had 2 arraignments. We didn't have any preliminary hearings. We had 7 status checks, 4 trials. In custody, we had 1. Traffic in court, we had 11. What we call our 72-hour video arraignments, when the court runs Monday through Thursday, it's down Friday through Sunday, and anybody gets arrested or incarcerated through that, within 48 hours, they have to have a magistrate review that arrest. And so that we have video arraignments come Monday morning. We had 11 of those, and our court takes care of Searchlights District and Boulder City. Court actions, we didn't have any warrants in December. We decided to give a public arrest during December and the holidays, so we don't issue warrants during December, but we'll be back at it this month. Protection orders, we had 1. Citations, that's Metro, Highway Patrol, and Park Service combined. We had 116 come through our office in December. Our court dates run every 2 weeks. We have a criminal day on January 24th and a traffic day on January 25th. And then again, 2 weeks out, February 7th is another criminal court day and another traffic court on February 8th. And those all start at 10 a.m. They're open to the public. And that's about all I have. Any questions? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we see a report from Omar Sosido, West Vegas Valley Water District, regarding the status of the water system.
Good evening. Omar Salcedo, 1001 South Valley View Boulevard. Before I begin my report, I just want to welcome everybody, all the new members of the board, and happy to see some familiar faces.
Thank you.
So, Now for my report. The system is stable and there are no major leaks to report. Water use for the month of November, for the month of December is slightly up from the same point last year. In December, residents used approximately 80,000 gallons more than in December 2015. So that was just a little bit higher, but it was pretty much in line for this time of the year. And now for an update regarding myself. So with the change of administration, I'm actually trying to relate it to Carson City, but Carson City is actually going to have their legislative session this upcoming year. Part of my duties is to go up to Carson City, so I actually will be relocating for the next 4 months up to Carson City and making sure to spearhead and protect any policy or initiatives that are going to impact the Las Vegas Valley Water District and the Southern Nevada Water Authority. That being said, I won't be able to attend, so instead of sending in reports, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a former team member, one of my colleagues, I'm not sure if you guys remember her, when I spoke to her, she said that she used to come to this small system about three years ago. Her name was Natalia Ladono. Mm-hmm. She has volunteered in my absence to temporarily come to these meetings while I'm gone, and then I will be back hopefully in June, unless a special session gets called. But I will be back, and I promise I will be back during the summer to continue to give the update and continue to provide the information that's needed for this small system. I like coming to Searchlight. It's a joy, and I know Natalia's excited to come back. She actually had a great experience out here, so she was actually more than happy to volunteer to come in my absence. If any questions do arise, Natalia actually didn't have any business cards. She's actually going to order some new business cards just in case anybody needs to get in contact with her. You can go to our website. Her information is actually located. If you look for the groundwater tab on there, she actually administers that program. So you can find her contact information on there. But if you need to call her before then, feel free to email me and I will pass along any information to her. Also, just a reminder, Derek will also be here, so if anybody has any questions during the meantime, when Natalia is not here, I'm not sure if she's going to be able to come to every meeting, but she will try. Derek will also be here, so any questions, I'm sure he will be able to happy to take them back. That completes my report. Do we have any questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you. Next, receive a report from Greg Turner, Clark County Water Commission District, regarding the status of the water system and water usage.
He wasn't able to be here.
He's not here today.
He wasn't able to be here today.
Okay. Next, receive a report from Richard DeClerc, Park and Recreation, regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Good evening. Richard DeClerc, Program Supervisor, Clark County Parks and Recreation. I'm going to go ahead and give my report first for December 2016. We had five programs that serviced 215 attendees for the month. At this point in time, I don't have any special events booked. That is something that myself and some of my staff in Laughlin are working on. If you weren't at the last meeting, I took over for Trey Smith, who took a lateral move to Las Vegas. So I'll be the new program supervisor for Parks and Rec and Searchlight, Calnavari, and Laughlin. As far as special events and stuff go, we do have some ideas that we're going to try to implement. We're just kind of, right now, I'm kind of seeing the way everything's working out and what we currently have in place, with some tweaks we can make, especially in this area, to kind of maybe bring in a little bit more open rec programming or structured programming to the youth in the community. I had a great conversation with the librarian today about combining on some stuff. So we should have some stuff coming out soon. It's just a matter of us getting it planned and getting it implemented. As far as programs we currently have going, I don't have any updates on those. We are working on kind of getting our open rec program back on track. If you're not familiar with that, that is for a couple days a week. The kids coming from the school to have a structured recreation program here in Searchlight. That we have staffed, and hopefully we can get that back on track and going the way it was a couple months ago. Other than that, I don't have any other report to give. Is there any questions from the board or anyone in the audience?
I have one thing to add.
Sure, sir.
One of the ladies that does the county newspaper for Clark County is requesting I send in pictures of any activities that have, you know, going here on here in Searchlight. So if you email me pictures or, you know, events you have going, like Red Hats or whatever, I'd appreciate it so that I can incorporate it and send it in to her. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's also something that we, it's Parks and Recreation, we're rolling out a new, like, online brochure and stuff like that. So they do want pictures from rural sites, you know, different events that we do. So if you are at one of our events and you take some pictures you think, you know, are worthwhile to send in, definitely I'll have my information available. You guys can send them to myself or to Sandy, and we can get those and see if there's any way we can use those in the online brochure, which is seen by, you know, thousands of people. So, yes?
You've been the new fellow.
Yeah.
I need you to come up in front. I need to tell everybody so you know.
The reason is we're recording this, and it goes on the website, so the... recorder is right next
you
to
can stay next to me. Judy Hill, H-I-L-L. Do I need my address? Or just
she needs it, yes.
Okay. She does?
Yes.
P.O. Box 72, Searchlight, Nevada, 89046. Since you're going to be the new fellow, what I'd like to say is that our community used to have lots and lots and lots of parks and recreations activities, and it's kind of slacked off over the last few years. So what I and probably everybody in this audience would appreciate is if you pay us some special attention, and don't forget that Laughlin is not the only town. Searchlight has lots of children, and we'd really appreciate it.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Judy.
Just to add on that. That is one of our goals. It's in my roadmap, is what we call it. It was discussed when I took the position that we would implement some more programming in Searchlight for children and for adults too. It's not just going to be for children. There'll be different things throughout an event that should be able to kind of cover all ages in the city. So hopefully we get some of that going here pretty quick and get some plans going. And then and if you guys ever have ideas, we do have a suggestion box in the office over there. You're more than welcome to throw some stuff in there. I'm open to hearing, you know, all kinds of stuff. So I'm pretty adventurous when it comes to programming and trying out new stuff. I'm all about it. So any suggestions, we go ahead and throw them in there. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
From Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs. Is Lauren here?
She had to leave.
Oh, okay. Next, we received a report from the U.S. Park Service regarding current issues and activities in the area and other related concerns. Okay. Next, received a report from the Senior Center regarding current and upcoming activities.
Janice Kostecki, 496 State Highway 164. I don't have much to report this month. We don't have anything going on right at this moment. But I did put menus and activity for the month of January in the back. If you haven't gotten any, you can pick it up. We do have some upcoming events. In April, we're having a bake sale, and in May, we're having a barbecue. So we'll keep you updated on those events. We also have a couple more other events coming up, and we'll let you know. We hope to have a busy year this year, and we hope everybody comes out. Thank you.
Thank you. Receive a report from Judy Bundorf regarding the Searchlight Wind Energy Project.
Judy Bundorf, Grand Boss Road. I think it's no news is good news. There have been no communications between the developer, Apex Wind Energy, and BLM up through December 21st was our last FOIA request. I'm kind of the opinion that they're waiting to see what the new administration does with regards to renewable energy, because if APEX decides to go forward with this project, they have to contract with an environmental firm to do another Eagle survey and so on, and so that would have to be in writing. We're kind of of the opinion, too, that there may be things going on by telephone, but nobody's documented anything yet. Any questions?
Is there a cutoff date on it, Judy, when they have to do it by?
No, it's been terribly open-ended. In fact, we asked if they couldn't remove the meteorological towers, the three big Met towers, the one out near our place, one south of town, one down toward the lake. And BLM's response in the FOIA request was that those could still provide useful information. Well, they've been up since 2007, I think we were able to determine. And typically in the contract with BLM, there's an end date on that when they should come down. But as far as them starting up again with an environmental impact statement, I guess BLM is open-ended. It could go forever.
Okay. Any questions? Thank you, Judy. Okay, next, the announcement of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings for the guests. Do we have any new ones in front? Okay, next, we'll go to planning and zoning. Number one is WS0885-16, Jet Searchlight, LLC, waivers of development standards for the following. 1. Allow an existing non-decorative fence in the front yard. 2. Reduce setbacks for the fence. 3. Alternative landscaping. And 4. Allow existing non-standard improvements, non-decorative fence within the right-of-way. Design reviews for the following. 1. An existing parking lot. And 2. An existing non-decorative fence at the junction, at the conjunction with an existing casino and restaurant on 3.2 acres in the C-2 general commercial zone and the H-1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the east side of U.S. Highway 95 and the north and south sides of Cottonwood Cove Road within Searchlight. A possible action to the PC on 02-07-2017.
Thank you. James Lopez, 6752 Southeastern Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada. What you have before you, and I'm not sure how familiar you are with this, but the owner kind of started backwards. You know, he went and got a permit from MnDOT to build this fence, and then the public works got involved. Said, you know, you got to straighten it out because you're in the site visibility zone, and that's when we got involved. So we're an engineering firm. So we went ahead and told him, move your fence back out of the site visibility zone, and you should be good with MnDOT. And that's what happened. And then we got a letter from Public Works saying, thank you for doing that. We appreciate your fast work. In the meantime, we got another letter from, and it's all email, by the way. We got another email from Clark County Planning that said, whoa, slow down a little bit. You may be in violation of some planning conditions, in which case we said, all right, let's look and see what those are. And where they are, we'll straighten them out. And that's kind of why I'm here in front of you tonight. To straighten that out. Now, a couple things, we probably got to break this down. The whole intent was to put a decorative fence that is kind of rural in nature, and we call it decorative fence, but the county's definition of a decorative fence is wrought iron. And simply, other than a wrought iron fence, you really can't call it decorative. So they're saying non-decorative. From our point of view or from the owner's point of view, he just wanted to throw something up that was kind of rural and country and nature, and he thought the three-rail fence would do that. So anyway, that's where we are. As far as the commercial building site, we wanted to get a waiver for that because essentially the rest of that is parking lot. So he wanted the fence against the right-of-way, next to the right-of-way. so that you'd still have plenty of parking. So that's what we did. And then, of course, since he also owns the other piece, we had to call it something, and this is for the planning staff. And we said, well, it's essentially an overflow parking lot. So that kicked in the requirement for landscaping. And it's kind of a rural area out here anyway. There's no water at that parcel. So we said, well, then, we really don't want to landscape it. I don't think you want it to landscape it. So we'll ask for a waiver for that. So that's what the waiver on landscaping is about. So that's where we're at. And, the owner's willing to do whatever he needs to do to fix this. Now, what we advised him at one point, on the parcel that's empty, we advised him to move the fence 5 feet back based on what we thought was the proper setback. But because it's an H1 zone, it's actually 10 feet back. So not only did we move the fence out of the site visibility zone, we had him out here again moving the fence 5 feet back when it should have actually been 10 feet back. But be that as it may, that's why we're here tonight. And I'm, kind of hat in hand on this, but I'm hoping to get your blessing, your support, so then we could take it to the staff and to the planning commission and say, we know, the owner knows that he kind of started backwards, but we're here to try to fix it, and it wasn't our intent to put something up that didn't belong or put something up that the neighbors didn't want or the community didn't want. So that's where I am tonight. I'm willing to answer any questions as best I can. And excuse me, I've got a little bit of a cold and I'm a little nervous. So.
Does anybody have any questions?
Kim Colton, 675 U.S. Highway 95. In my opinion, as far as requesting alternative landscaping, do you have any alternative landscaping that you're recommending since you don't have water? And is there going to be potentially decorative rock for the 5 feet? If you're required to be 10-foot setback, maybe if you did some rock for the other 5 feet with boulders and something that didn't require water would be my recommendation to try and make something to beautify, because if you're having to follow it, we all want to beautify the town, so it would benefit all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, and yeah, I think that's the kind of input we want, and if we had to put trees and stuff and bring water, that'd get very expensive. But something like landscaping, I will make the recommendation to the owner and say, community wants it, it'll look nice, it kind of meets at least the spirit of the law, if not the letter of the law. And so I'll make that recommendation, and I'll right now say we can do that. So.
Bill McGinnis, MCINNIS, 145 East Edition. It is an overflow parking lot. A lot of times there's semis that just sit there and run all night. And I don't see why putting some trees or some kind of a wall against the residential. I live a block away and I can hear them all night long. And it bothers me. I don't see why a tree or something else couldn't buffer that noise. I don't know if we're going to carry on with that noise in town, what we talked about earlier, but it's definitely loud. And a tree wouldn't hurt.
Thank you. And again, that's probably one of the things that falls under, if it's feasible, then we certainly consider it. And probably if there was water there already, we'd do it. But otherwise, I'm not sure we could. Well, that would be something I'd have to take back to the owner and say, this is what they're asking and would like, and,
Do we have any more questions? Thank you, Mr. Lopez.
Thank you.
We need a motion.
Here, go. You need a motion on this?
Mm-hmm.
Before we do that, I'd just like to disclose for the record that I'm employed by the company.
Are you abstaining?
Are you abstaining or not?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Okay, who's going to make a motion?
Andy? I'll make a motion that with recommended comments from the audience that we... go ahead and pass this ordinance.
as long as there's some kind of landscaping that that is done.
Like big boulders or...
Whether it be boulders, trees, something.
Anyway.
So you're making a motion to pass?
I make a motion to pass.
With additional landscaping.
Additional landscaping. WS-0885-16-JETT Searchlight LLC.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next, general business. Approve the bylaws for 2017 to 2019.
I recommend that we just go ahead and pass them.
I agree because I see that after the meeting we had last weekend that we could amend things if it needed to be, but that would take time, but we can do it. It is a possibility. So all in favor of amending the bylaws or voting for the bylaws?
Yeah, all in favor.
Aye.
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 Five of us say aye. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Then next, discuss a request from Debbie Dallenhauer, Executive Director, Southern Nevada Transit Coalition, SNTC, Civil Rider, for a letter of support from the Searchlight Town Advisory Board, and will accompany the SNTC request for continuation of Federal Transit Administration, the FTA, funding for the community of Searchlight, and take any other action deemed appropriate.
The letter's in your book.
Good evening. Congratulations, and thank you in advance for your service. My name is Michelle Vestal. I'm with Southern Nevada Transit Coalition, and Debbie sends her apologies that she could not make it this evening. She's living in Vegas right now. Travel gets to be a little bit much for her this late at night. Officially, we'd like to request a letter of support that we have sent to the Secretary and hope that you will approve it. We provide transit services to Searchlight. On Tuesdays, what we do is we come up from Laughlin, we grab anybody that's made a reservation with us, and we take them down to Bullhead City or to Laughlin. Many times it's for groceries, go to the DMV, doctor's appointments perhaps. On the average, ridership is about 50 rides per month on that service. Then we provide transportation Monday through Friday up to the Vegas Valley. We don't have a whole lot of ridership there, but we do provide access to the specialists that are available up there. Every year we come before the board and ask for your support, so we would like to request that again.
I make a motion that we give her the support. This is very important to Searchlight.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you so much.
Comments by the general public. Period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board of council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board slash council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board slash council by majority vote. Do we have someone who has something to say, to add?
Kim Colton, 675 U.S. Highway 95. So talking about highway beautification, it would be great since they're starting, they have put the fence in and landscaping, if the board would consider and find out what would need to be done to get flagpoles mounted on the streetlights. I mean, and even if we had to start out with a several-stage project where we had four flagpoles, displaying American flags or even Christmas lights and stuff. We have a small town, and I think that if we make the highway more attractive, we can have people be more interested in stopping and supplying the businesses. I think that we might be able to get donations from the businesses
and from the general public, and doing whether it take a bake sale or whatever. But I would really like to see something happen to make this town attractive on the road, because so many people go through and see it and don't appreciate it. And it's a great town with some great people. So.
Thank you. Can we
any
questions about that?
No discussion. You can put it on next month's agenda.
Yes, on next month's agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Please. Anybody else?
Bill McInnes, 145 East Edition. Last year, they said they would wait till this new year to put into play the Friends of the Sound Searchlight Town Board for the trail system. Is there any possible way we can get that rolling next meeting?
That's really not a town board. That would be a committee.
Committee, but...
Can you
try to... I'm sorry, it's just me. I talked quiet. I thought it had to be set up with you guys to do the plans of the community.
That's grassroots by the community.
Okay, so we just take care of that resource and bring it to you guys? Okay, thanks.
Wasn't there an application sent in to your office, I believe?
Yeah, that was when it was still the county had boards and county committees, but we don't do that anymore, so those applications are nil.
Is there any sort of guidelines that you guys could give the people to?
Not anymore.
No.
Is there a list of names that sent in? We can get a copy.
Anyone else?
You're going to get two of them now.
Brenda Bixler, 350 Surprise Street, number 115.
Can you spell your last name?
Be Like Boy, IXLER. Okay. I was just curious. I've seen in other small towns where you have the crosswalks, and it is very hard to get the cars to stop. And they have little, like, cylinders where they put flags in on each side, and they're bright orange flags. So when you're crossing a street, you pick one up, kind of have it in your hand, it makes you very noticeable. It's not a real expensive thing to do, but it does bring more attention to the person that's trying to cross the street. I do walk around town, and it is very difficult to go across the street sometimes. That's
all. Are you talking about Highway 95?
Yes.
Crossing?
Yes.
I think we're working on some things on 95, but we have to wait to find out from the public transportation what's going on. Okay, Judy?
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Judy Hill, 305 Surprise Searchlight. I want to find out if someone can get a hold of someone to come out and check out our street lights. We have a lot of street lights that are out. The one on the corner of Main and Hobson, right by the post office, has been out forever. And it's so dark by that post office at night when if you go in there to get your mail. So if you guys would put on the agenda to get someone out to check our street lights, I think that'd be great.
We wouldn't need that on the agenda. If you can give me an address after the meeting, we can call that in.
Do what?
If you can give me the address after the meeting, we can call that in.
Corner of Main and Hobson.
Yeah.
Yeah, Main and Hobson. I mean, that's right by the post office.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Find someone, put on the agenda to find out about how they can report it themselves, or else one of us can report it.
I'd like to make a recommendation. when Bill Bogdan was on the board, he made sure the streets were okay, and he reported any street light that he would see. And I'd like to recommend that we appoint Kyle for that position to check our streets.
We'll have to put it on the agenda. We can't take any action.
Can we put this on the agenda? Is that okay with you guys?
Can we put this on the agenda then,
yes,
please?
Sure.
Okay.
Jane Overy, 210 North Montana Street. On the street lights, the last time I reported there were 23 out. NV Energy did come up, but there are certain street lights in this town that there's some sort of resistor or something in them that it will allow the light to light up and then it'll go off. I had this happen to me several times when I was driving through the streets to find all the street addresses of all the street lights that weren't working. Some would just blink right off as you were passing. So there's some transistor or something, and I don't know how, you know, they're probably going to have to do more testing of those lights to find out which lights have that on. I know there's one on Lincoln. And I know there's one on Montana and Cottonwood Cove. And I'm sure there's a lot more. Because this town was so dark when we had them come out, they just came to come to seem like the whole town was gone dark. And I said, are we going to be part of the star thing?
Thanks, Jim. We'll put it, that one is on the agenda for next month, and then we'll discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
Yeah, no, we won't. Kim Colton, 675 U.S. Highway 95. In relation to the streets, until you appoint someone, which was a fantastic, worked out great a couple of years ago. Right now, Hobson needs cleaned up badly. So if somebody could contact whoever's in charge of the streets here for maintenance. From the last rain, it's washed out in several places. Thank you.
Okay, so that will go with the streets and the lights next month on the agenda. Any other questions? Okay, the next meeting date is February 15th, 2017.